الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I'm on the treadmill in the gym with the floor to ceiling glass windows and the view outside that changes by the minute. Right now I'm looking at an absolute almost sheer wall of rock, but which is covered with vegetation, it's covered with almost a thick forest. But where I can see into that, in the bare patches and so on, I'm seeing what I know happens in these cases, which is that the trees, the roots don't go down deep because there is nowhere to go. It's sheer granite rock, volcanic rock. So the roots go sideways, laterally, and cling on to every little crevice that they can find. And they draw nutrients from several ways. One from whatever soil that there is. And some of them have Nitrosomonas bacteria in root nodules, and they do nitrogen fixing from the air. And so they survive and grow. And then once in a while, when there's very heavy rain, and that's how this very heavy rain, then the soil that they are clinging on to gets saturated and gets very heavy and slides and takes all those trees that are on it with it. And so you have this huge gash in the forest. In the middle of thick vegetation, you have this huge gash on which there is nothing. And I want you to note my language as I was speaking just now. If you want, play this back. And tell me what you notice. Because there's something that I realized and I want to share that with you and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remind you and me. One of the biggest problems with our lack of yaqeen and iman and our lack of tawakkul on Allah and our lack of awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taqwa wa khashya, is because of our language. Now, if you play back what I said, I'm speaking exactly like any normal, within quotes, person today will speak, any botanist will speak, any scientist will speak, anyone who is a naturalist will speak when he talks to you about the forest. He will tell you about how what the roots do, and he will tell you about how they get nutrients, and he will tell you about how they can they grow these root nodules with Nitrosomonas bacteria in them. And the bacteria do the nitrogen fixing from the air when they can't find it in the ground, and so on and so forth. As if all of this happens on its own. As if the roots decide what to do. As if the bacteria decide randomly which tree they like and where they want to grow. As if the soil decides who is going to grow on it and who is not going to grow on it. Yesterday we were on the boat whale watching. And Dr. Ali, who was with us, he was asking the captain about whales and about the migration of the humpback whale, which recently the patterns have changed and they don't seem to do this just now. But they used to do this where they would feed in the waters off Alaska and further up north, in the Arctic, where the sea is full of photo and zooplankton and krill and so on, which is what they eat. The sea is absolutely thick with that. And they eat and they build up body mass and they build up fat, and then they go down south to the Caribbean, to Hawaii. And those seas below the equator to breed. And when they have given birth, they then come back up with the calf back to the back to Alaska and back to this part of the world, which is a journey of 10,000 miles in the Atlantic. And they ride the Gulf Stream current when they do that to give them some swimming efficiency as well as to save some energy. But the beauty is that the mother, during that entire swim of 10,000 miles, is feeding her calf and she's giving him about 100 gallons of milk, extremely protein and fat-rich milk, which is about 80% fat, which is like yogurt in consistency. She's feeding the calf that, about 100 gallons of milk a day, and the calf is gaining 7 pounds per hour of body weight, and the mother is losing 10 pounds per hour of body weight. And that's, now you realize how they are so massive and why that size is required. And during that entire period of almost 4 months that she takes to swim all the way up, she eats nothing because there is nothing to eat and there's no feeding. So she is starving herself, and the milk that she is giving comes out of her body. This calf feeds on that, and she doesn't lose the way. Try sailing the Atlantic on your own, you understand what I'm saying. She doesn't lose the way. She has radar and sonar and all the gadgetry that we talk about today, but she has it all inside. Now, Dr. Ali asked the captain, so how do they know the way? And of course, we know the answer to that, but he asked the captain, how do they know the way? And she said, well, we don't know, but they just know. Now, for us today, this is an acceptable answer. It is not a sign of ignorance for somebody to say that. We just know, they just know, we don't know. But it's a sign, it's an acceptable answer. Because we, and that's why I'm saying, the problem, why we have no tawakkul on yaqeen on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is our language. We have taken God out of the equation. But I always say, keep Allah in the equation because He's in there anyway. If you look, change the language and you say that, SubhanAllah, I'm looking at this rock, this sheer rock face, which is covered with vegetation, and I can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing a particular tree that I'm looking at directly from the rock. The tree's got its roots in the crevices of the rock, and Allah is providing it rizq from that. And I see other trees where the roots are growing transitionally, not down, but laterally. And from every little bit of soil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them sustenance. And then Allah sends down the rain. And then when it's time for that tree, when it's qadr for the tree to die, then there is a slide and the trees come down. And the whales, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that He feeds them in Antarctica, and He feeds them in the Arctic Sea, and He feeds them in the North Atlantic, around Alaska. And then He sends them down to Hawaii to breed in warmer waters. So that for the baby's birth, the temperature shock is not so much that it might die. It's born into calm and warm waters. And the baby has got the food because the mother is feeding it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the mother to secrete the milk, 100 gallons of milk a day. And the baby drinks that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides them back to the feeding grounds, where now the mother can also eat, and she can eventually, after about a year or so, she weans the baby. We saw a mother in calf yesterday in the sea. Unbelievable. I mean, they came up, we were in a small boat, so they came up, and as they were blowing it, it's very loud. I never realized it's that loud. And even though I talk about whales quite often, I talk about the blue whale, which is bigger than this, but the humpback whale at 50 tons is big enough. But you really don't realize how big they are until you see them. Now, if you listen to what I said just now, compared to what I said in the beginning of this reminder, you will see the change of language. And that is the key for our inculcating the reality and the truth in ourselves, and to stop telling lies. To say the tree grows, to say it has root nodules, to say it gains nutrition from the rock and so on, without saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them these things, is to cheat. I'm not saying you have to say that every word. If you do, it is dhikr, and you will get thawab for this, and you will get reward for this as well. But even if you don't, at least at least don't tell the lie in such a way that you might be held accountable. At least say it to yourself and say it as often as you can, even to others. Bring Allah into the equation because He isn't there anyway. My brothers and sisters, I remind you of myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us His open book. And this is what I said to the captain as we were disembarking. I said that you are reading the open book of Allah. So learn to read it. It's not just sightseeing. Learn to read it. And learn to ask this question. Why it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what He does. Ask why. Not how. Why. And the difference between why and how is the difference between Tawheed and Kufr. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.